Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Our sermon text for this morning is written in the 15th chapter of Matthew, beginning with the 21st verse. And Jesus went away from there and withdrew to the district of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a Canaanite woman from that region came out and was crying, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, Son of David. My daughter is severely oppressed by a demon." But he did not answer her a word. And his disciples came and begged him, saying, "Send her away, for she is crying out after us." He answered, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But she came and knelt before him, saying, "Lord, help me." And he answered, "It is not right to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs." She said, "Yes, Lord, yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." Then Jesus answered her, "O woman, great is your faith. Be it done for you as you desire." And her daughter was healed instantly. Let us pray. These are your words, Holy Father. Sanctify us through your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Ever been excluded? My earliest and strongest memories of exclusion are from board games and the playground. I'm scarred from my experience of the older kids playing Monopoly without me. They told me I couldn't play because I was too young. Being excluded is hard. I remember my dad playing Monopoly with me later because he knew how much I wanted to play. I felt even more unworthy playing with my dad because he was even older than the other kids. He took special time to play with me. Sometimes it can feel that way with God. Who am I that God would include me? I find myself thinking this a lot. As I was reading the text, I found myself wondering, why should he include anyone? Why did he include the Canaanite woman? And why does he include me, even? Jesus says he was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Seems pretty harsh. Luther said, "Christ nowhere in all the Gospels is painted as being so hard as here." I can't imagine the Canaanite woman felt included. It even sounds like unless we're part of the house of Israel, we're not to be included in salvation. What's Jesus getting at? Two things. First, do you think the Israelites really deserved salvation? The Israelites of the Old Testament were God's chosen people, but they didn't deserve God's mercy. King David even said, "Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me." This is what original sin is. It is the total corruption of our entire nature, which we have inherited from Adam and Eve. We're evil. We're unwilling. We're incapable of doing all that God commands. The result of original sin is that we're going to die. If it's so hard to believe that we're so evil and corrupt, remember that the wages of sin is death. We are sick to the point of death. Every day we sin because of our evil hearts. Jesus said, "Out of the heart comes evil thoughts, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false witness, slander." The Israelites, the Canaanite woman, the disciples all sinned. I do as well. And I know this because I'm going to die. We're sinners. We don't belong to be included in God's forgiveness. Jesus came to save the Jewish nation from their sin. God said he would send a savior to the house of Israel. So the whole history of Israel comes down to the promise of Christ. Paul states, "Of David's offspring, God has brought to Israel a Savior, Jesus, as he promised." God chose the Israelites so he could save the world. Since Jesus was entering Tyre and Sidon, and there weren't Jews there, he made a point to explain that he was sent to save his people, the Israelites. It sounds harsh, but Jesus was sent first to the house of Israel, not because they were special, but because he had to be sent somewhere first. God gave salvation to the whole world by bringing Jesus to the house of Israel. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Salvation was brought to all by Jesus' atoning sacrifice upon the cross. That means that God sent his Son to pay for your sins. That's what salvation is. Jesus took upon himself the sins of the entire world and suffered God's wrath and punishment for them. You now have forgiveness and peace with God. This was for the Israelites. This was for the Canaanite woman, even you and me. How unlikely that he showed mercy to this Canaanite woman. In New Testament times, Israelites would have looked down upon her and would not have respected her. She was also a Canaanite. The Israelites disliked the Canaanites and considered them enemies and heathens. Why would any Jew pay attention to her? The woman then said to Jesus, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, Son of David. My daughter is severely oppressed by a demon." Her actions showed faith in her Savior. She knew who Jesus was. He was and is the Son of David. God told King David that he would raise up offspring after him, who shall come from your body, and I will establish his kingdom. He shall build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. She knew the Son of David is Jesus. After her statement of faith, nothing happens. If it was I probably would have turned away and given up. Things didn't look very promising after the disciples wanting her to go away and Jesus' harsh words. She persevered. In great faith, she knelt and said, "Lord, help me." Jesus then says to her, "It is not right to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs." She is not on the same level as the Israelites. By calling her a dog, however, Jesus is implying that she is still included. The word that Jesus used for dog means a little dog, like a house pet. House pets are beloved members of the family. By faith, the woman replies, "Yes, Lord, yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." Jesus is still master of little dogs like her. The Jews had grown weary of Christ and the promise, but this Gentile woman outshines them all with her faith in Christ. Jesus is then merciful to her and heals her daughter. Jesus saved all nations. Paul declares, "There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free. There is no male and female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus." God the Father has declared the whole world forgiven in Christ. By faith in Christ, all are part of the one true church, regardless of whether they are male, female, or any nationality, including the Canaanite woman. Jesus' harsh words might have us wondering if we're included in salvation. There is nothing good, righteous, or holy in us. We deserve death. Our sinful nature thinks that certain people don't belong in church. The disciples who wanted the Canaanite woman to be sent away are like us. We think that we are the true Christians better than anyone else. With all of our sinful thoughts, does Jesus include me even? But Jesus lived a perfect life in every way that we have not. He showed compassion to everyone, including those who weren't Israelites. Jesus took upon himself the sins of the Israelites, the Canaanite woman, and even yours. Jesus' payment for sins includes you, even you. By Jesus' death upon the cross, God declares the whole world forgiven. In the Word and baptism, the Holy Spirit creates faith in us. In faith, we kneel before the cross along with the Canaanite woman and say, "Lord, help me." As little dogs, we're happy with our scraps of grace. They're more than enough. In his word and baptism, Jesus includes you in his forgiveness. Brothers and sisters in Christ, we can think up many reasons why God would exclude us from forgiveness. We are certain that we are included, however, because we're baptized. Just like a parent taking time to include his child in Monopoly, Jesus personally takes time to care for us and bring us forgiveness in word and sacraments. Jesus assures us that we're included in forgiveness because he says, "I forgive you all your sins." May God encourage us with the knowledge that we are his and he is ours. Amen. Please stand. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto everlasting life. Amen.